All right, Ryan. So you're based with Micogen Seeds out of the South Dakota area. And for the territory and South Dakota farmers that you serve, Ryan, give us a recap of the planting season and how that went. Or, some farmers didn't get all their crop planted.
Yeah, I'd say I'm down here in South Dakota, based out of Harrisburg, cover the whole state. And like you said, there's just a very mixed bag of planting progress. Some farmers had to take the prevent plant. Some were able to get some crops, corn and soybeans, in on time, but a majority of it delayed. So it's very variable across the whole state.
And so, in particular, Ryan, where are we in the stages of development for a majority of the corn and soybeans? I know, again, that is variable.
Yeah, I'd say again, very variable. I'd say kind of in the northeast corner. I'd say that stuff's the furthest along, and it kind of gets more towards just getting out of the ground, kind of down here in the southern part of the state. So it's, again, pretty variable and pretty dependent on everyone's individual conditions. But we're kind of getting out of the spray window for the most part. I think things are starting to canopy up. Yeah, it's just been scouting fields and seeing what's coming up now.
Yeah, most definitely, Ryan. And so after that delayed planting season, those farmers are focusing on how to get the most out of the remaining yield potential. So what steps should they take to get the most out of their yields?
Absolutely. Steps that they can do at this point, like I said, we're kind of getting out of the spray window. So now, kind of as far as herbicides go, now more so just need to be on our A game and be diligent about scouting the fields for insect pests, foliar diseases, and things of that nature, and kind of just getting a game plan put together for insecticide and fungicide applications.
And so I know you mentioned some of these different applications. And so has there been many disease reports or pests, or are we just approaching kind of that season?
Say for the most part, I think we'll just be getting into kind of prime scouting time. Definitely some earlier stuff seen a couple weeks ago, but definitely now in the next upcoming weeks is going to be a good time to get out in the field and see what's going on as far as, again, insects or the different foliar diseases that are enjoying this cool, wet weather we've had.
And so, what foliar diseases or pests should farmers watch out for?
Weather like this, definitely keep an eye out for the northern corn leaf blight, common rust. They both kind of favor that cool, wet growing conditions. If we get a little bit warmer, that just opens it up for even more kind of some of them fungal diseases. If depending on their hybrid genetics, they might want to keep an eye out for Goss's wilt if that's common in their area. As far as soybeans go, definitely going to keep an eye out for white mold, frog eye, and then a new insect that I just got word from some folks at SDSU is the soybean gull midge. While their traps came up empty in South Dakota, they recently just found some out in their trial field by Beersford. So definitely keep an eye out for those little guys as well.
And with these cool, wet soils that we've been dealing with as well, Ryan, where does stock quality come into play?
Yeah, stock quality is going to be huge. I mean, it's very important to know kind of where your fields are at and start prioritizing which field to harvest first if there are some stock quality issues. And with, again, the foliar diseases could help play into stock rots as the plant will cannibalize the carbohydrates out of the stock to help feed the ear. Or if you're in some potentially high yielding fields, those are also good candidates for stock rots as they will also cannibalize the carbohydrates out of the stock for the ear fill. So definitely keep an eye out for those.
Yeah, most definitely, Ryan, as we bring our conversation full circle here, Farmers should also be prepared for a premature frost. I mean, they can't determine when that's going to come, but what can they do for if and when it does come?
Yeah, I'd say definitely can't predict the future, but the forecast anyway, as far as weather goes, it's not going to get any hotter or drier for us. They're still looking at cool, wet the whole season through. So, I mean, with that, you just need to be prepared for maybe some mechanical drying, as we're not going to get the dry down out in the field that we'd prefer. So just prepare yourself as best you can to handle drying wet corn. Maybe look at chopping it for silage or feeds. So those would be kind of just being as prepared as possible, definitely getting the combine set, the settings and the combine prepared for handling wet corn. That way we don't have as few issues as possible anyway, I should say.